Welcome to our third video as we explore Ascension together. After the Ascension, a group of believers met together in an upstairs room. It was time for them to wait, and they waited together. The people in the room were the 11 apostles, one down from 12 because Judas had hanged himself, a group of women who aren't named, but presumably it included the women who were there at the empty tomb. The one woman who is named is Mary, the mother of Jesus. What a life she has had. Many years ago, when she was still a virgin, she had met an angel who told her she was going to become pregnant, and she would give birth to one who would be known as the Son of the Most High. A few weeks ago, she was at the cross, watching him suffer and die. Now she is in an upstairs room, waiting. And also in that room, Jesus' brothers, who had not believed in him before his death, who had once tried to take control of him because they thought he was out of his mind. Jesus has appeared to them, and now they do believe. They come together and they pray. The community that is forming is different to anything that has gone before. The temple had various courts, and who you were determined how close you could get to the center. Men could get closer than women. But here, after the resurrection of Jesus, men and women pray together as equals. They don't need a temple anymore. They have met the Son of God who is risen from the dead. This prayer group is a New Look temple. They pray. They wait. This isn't the time for action. Jesus has made that clear. But in this 10-day period, this new group is wonderfully put together. The book of Acts describes it as a time of constant prayer. When the time for action came, everyone would know that this is God's work and not theirs. I'd love to have been a fly on the wall at those prayer meetings. I wonder what the conversations were like between Jesus' brothers and Jesus' apostles. I wonder if things were ever awkward between the men and the women. I wonder if they prayed quietly or if they shouted, but maybe none of that matters. What matters is that they did pray together. Very soon, all sorts of communities would spring up, often people who had little or nothing in common, except that they believed in Jesus. Stand by, everyone. It will get exciting soon. Thanks for watching. Back tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock.